On the surface, it sounds like a huge deal. A company working to get access to a hard drive that belonged to Josh Powell cracks a password. Could it contain the key to finding Susan Powell all these years after she disappeared? Well, you might have seen this story on the KSL 5 News at 10 last night, or heard Doug Wright talking to a private investigator for Susan Powell's parents earlier today. It all seems like progress, but in a way, nothing has changed. Our executive producer, Dave Cawley, is with me live now. Dave, police obviously want to know what's on this hard drive, right?
Yeah, absolutely they do. And that's why they actually went to this company 4 years ago and said, please see if you can crack this encryption. The problem is we understand the technology they're using basically just has to input password after password after password. And the longer the string is that Josh used to set up that encryption, the longer it will take to do what they call brute forcing. We know they cleared this first password, but there's no there's no progress bar that says you're this close to completion. And so it's anybody's guess how long this might still take.
So does the fact that the drive is encrypted suggest that Josh Powell was hiding something?
It certainly on the surface seems to suggest, hey, there might be something there. But we also know on the flip side that West Valley City Police have decrypted some other drives in the past and say they went through the files and there was nothing worthwhile on there. I mean, it could be, from what we know about Josh from the police investigations in the past, he was somebody who routinely crypted his digital media, his hard drives. And so it's entirely possible that there's nothing on there that would help them find Susan.
Susan Powell has been missing since 2009. Are police any closer to solving this mystery?
We know that they declared the case cold after Josh killed himself and their two sons. And the reason was they had checked out all of their active leads. And that's still the case today. They've not closed the case, and they're very clear in saying that they are still looking for any new information that comes in. If anybody has any tips, they want to hear about it. But because there's nothing that's jumping out saying, go here, check this, talk to this person, essentially there's no avenue of investigation for them open.
So is the sole hope cracking this hard drive?
I wouldn't say it's the sole hope. I would say it's one avenue that's open to them if they can get access and there is something on there that points them in a direction. Certainly that would jumpstart the investigation again. But of course, we know from experience here in Utah that sometimes it just takes a person wandering in the right place, seeing something. Maybe it's, some human remains. They call the police and that brings it around. It's anybody's guess whether or not that will happen in this case.
A beguiling case. Even 8 years later,